Then Charlie Creek was mostly trapping. There was quite a few trappers up there, and up the Nation River. There was trappers up there that trapped every winter and made a living out of it.
Do you remember their names?
Well, Jim Taylor was up the Nation River for years, and later years. Well, then Chris Nelson was there, and
is that who they called Phonograph
Oscar Erickson was up there, what?
Is that who they called Phonograph Nelson?
Phonograph Nelson is right. That's right, was his nickname.
And then came Oscar...
Oscar Erickson. Well, he was Canadian. And then he trapped up there. In later years, the Van Bibbers. Now, in Charlie Creek, there was the Frank and Al Fish, two brothers that fished there. And Pete Somerville was up there, and Ed Olson from Eagle, he trapped both on Nation and Charlie Creek. But that was in the real early days.
What do you consider early days?
Well, way back in the early 1900s, like 1910, 1912.
In the later years, you consider?
Well, like the later years, up in like 28 on in the 30s.
So most of those areas were continually used from, and would pass from hand to hand, from trapper to trapper?
Yeah, most of them. When they moved, they usually sold their cabins to somebody else. And same with down on even the wood chopper, well, and Coal Creek, there were trappers that trapped out of there.